This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime your paint rollers. This Renovation Sims sequel is a worthy upgrade. This is your IGN review of House Flipper 2 by Rachel Weber. Why are so many people finding satisfaction in simulation games about manual labor? Farming, building, power washing? There's some deep psychological study to be done on creating the illusion of productivity, but I couldn't care less. All I know is that if I can't make sure this garage extension has perfect ebony paneling, I will have brought shame to the good name of my ancestors. House Flipper 2 has reawakened my dormant obsession with wallpaper and trash collection, building on the success of the first cult game with a new coat of paint and some noticeable gameplay improvements. Like in the original House Flipper, you spend your time in House Flipper 2 renovating houses, which involves everything from cleaning to demolition to picking out new furniture. There are requests from characters that you can fulfill and houses you can buy, fix up, and sell for a profit. The changes to the meat and potatoes of House Flipper are minimal, a quality of life addition here, and an extra mode-like sandbox there, which feels like the right balance for fans of a slice-of-life sim like this. If you're someone who's spent hours perfecting their tiling techniques or real estate profit strategies, the last thing you want is to grab a sequel and find yourself in unfamiliar territory. Just the same way you don't want to buy the new Sims game and find out you have to solve a Sudoku puzzle when you want them to woohoo and you have to do their taxes now. And thus the campaign is back, and it's a similar story mode that serves as a breezy ride through the various tools and tasks. It's a good refresher for the veteran foreman and a solid education for the new kids. The missions arrive by email and vary in their brief. A new room for a baby, renovating a flood-damaged designer home, turning a dilapidated cabin with real, and they could only identify the body with dental records vibes into a movie set. I'm not talking about Alan Wake 2 levels of plot detail here, but you can only take so much literary gymnastics on the weekend. It's less about giving you some sort of emotional moment through the power of wardrobe placement, and more about delivering some sense of progression to the soothing repetition of clean, paint, fix, and furnish. A minor change that pays off in House Flipper 2 is the new visual style, a big step up from the basic, haven't I seen that exact same chair in 12 other indie games look of the past? It's one of the stranger quirks of this type of simulation game, whether you're clearing out old barns or renovating a train station. A lot of the objects start to look familiar. It comes with developers being able to buy pre-made game items from other companies, but in House Flipper 2, there's definitely an improvement with an in-game furniture store full of decor and oddities that make everything feel a little fresher. However, the biggest change that adds bang to the house price buck is the addition of House Flipper 2's sandbox mode, a chance to start a house from scratch instead of mopping up after a bunch of reprobates and then adhering to their questionable design choices. It's a nice addition, but after spending some time with it, I found I didn't enjoy actually having to figure out whole floor plans as much as I did messing with ones that were already there. The community is going to build some crazy stuff with it, though, so I look forward to leaving it alone and lazily admiring the Palace of Versailles as rebuilt in House Flipper 2 by a 47-year-old woman from Iowa. I should also mention the new assembly mode, which brings back an element that's been removed from the main game in House Flipper 2. In House Flipper 2 Origins, or whatever we're calling the first one now, every time you had to install a shower or a sink, you could look forward to a slowly animated process of screwing and unscrewing various components. Now, you can just whack those things into a room without even thinking about a screwdriver. I can imagine a building purist feeling cheated, but I won't miss having to deal with urinal plumbing systems unless I want to. If I ever do, that laborious process is still available, just tucked away in this mode where you have the chance to install raw plugs and get rewarded with store discounts. For me, House Flipper 2 absolutely nails the flow state that makes this type of sim game such an all-encompassing way to spend your gaming time. The dopamine hits come in little waves. You'd have to be trying very hard to fail, and the stakes are so low that worms tease them about their height. You can decide to get really pissed that some dude is trying to lowball you on your latest flipping project at auction, but that's an issue between you and your therapist, not something House Flipper 2 does anything to inflict on you. House Flipper 2 takes what made House Flipper weirdly addictive and cleans, paints, and builds its way to a worthwhile iterative upgrade on the renovation sim. A few visual tweaks give it a personality the original never quite managed, while the addition of the sandbox mode will give builders who want more power than paint choices the chance to run wild with their tools. House Flipper 2's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on House Flipper 2, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.